You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time for another edition of Theater Talk. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is with us now with the latest look at productions from professional theater companies all over Michigan. And this time we're going to turn the spotlight on the west side of the state, particularly considering the upcoming summer seasons of summer theater.
Yeah, exactly, Cynthia. You know, we spend a lot of time often on the east side, but we're going to do a little focus on the west. So Opera Grand Rapids, I'm happy to say, is experiencing its 50th year of performances, and I think that's worth noting. The company performs at the Betty Van Andel Opera Center. It's a terrific venue I've been to. They just finished their spring opera, which was The Marriage of Figaro. Last fall, they did Rigoletto. And upcoming this week, on May 18th, they have their anniversary opera gala. It involves really great food from the local restaurants and a performance by the Forte Tenors, which is a trio of crossover singers who do selections from opera as well as popular music and musical theater. They made their mark a couple of years ago on America's Got Talent. They've been touring ever since, and they're a big crowd pleaser.
So definitely keep everyone's eye focused on what's coming up from Opera Grand Rapids.
Right. And also in Grand Rapids, you know, we have the Broadway in Grand Rapids series, which is the West Side version of the fabulous series we often talk about at the Fisher. Mm-hmm. And the Grand Rapids productions are presented by Fifth Third Bank, which is worth mentioning, at the DeVos Performance Hall, another really good venue I've been to. Yeah. And the next show coming up is The King and I, which opens there on June 5th and runs to the 10th. It's actually at the Fisher this week. And the selections for the rest of the series this fall includes Finding Neverland, which is the prequel story to Peter Pan, Jersey Boys, which is the story of Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, School of Rock, On Your Feet.
Oh, which was just at the Fisher.
It was just at the Fisher.
Yeah.
And the Book of Mormon, Waitress, and Anastasia is a really awesome sort of lineup of shows that are coming through Grand Rapids.
Well, we can't talk about theater without a hat tip to the Bard. So talk to us about Pigeon Creek Shakespeare.
Yeah, I love this company. They're really the little company that could.
Like that.
And their next production is Henry the Sixth. And it goes June 15th through the 24th. And what I like about this theater is that they move around. The company itself moves around, and they'll be at the Dog Story Theater in Grand Rapids. And then they move to the Jennison Center in Jennison on June 30th, and then July 1st in Spring Lake. And then in August, they hit the same venues they'll be doing Anthony and Cleopatra. And the best way to make sure you catch it, and don't forget, follow Pigeon Creek Shakespeare on Facebook or get on their mailing list
on their
website.
I like that idea that there's that cycle, so they're coming out to the audiences.
Exactly. I think I'd like to see more companies do that, actually.
Great idea. Yeah. So take us now through some of the, let's say, smaller, more intimate venues.
So then you have Farmer's Alley, which is a really great black box theater, about 120 or 130 seats or so, in Kalamazoo. And they have a show going on right now that is very successful. They had to book extra performances. It's a one-man show about Liberace.
Okay.
Now, you and I know who Liberace are.
And in fairness, older. HBO did the movie with Matt Damon.
But sometimes when I mention Liberace to people, I don't know, under 35, I get blank stares. But David Mayocco is a marvelous triple threat as an actor, singer, and pianist. His heyday was in really the 60s and 70s, early 80s. He had countless appearances on The Tonight Show. He could pack places like Radio City for 2 weeks because of his style. You know, for people who don't know, he's a brilliant pianist, but it was all about the sparkle, right? It was all about the kitsch. And he was very effeminate, and everybody assumed he was gay. But it really didn't come out officially until after he died of AIDS. And this is part of the Liberace story. Here's a typical song from Liberace that you would hear in this performance from David Mayocco, Beer Barrel Polka.
Thank you.
We could almost see that candelabra. I remember the glistening jackets and always the candelabra on the piano.
He's like, what are the things that hang from the ceiling in a disco?
Oh, the sparkle
he's
balls.
Like, he's like yep. a human sparkle ball.
Indeed, indeed.
And now I have to say, Cynthia, the tulips are up, and I cut my grass for the first time, and I'm thinking about summer. And we have the Western Summer Theaters that you can get season tickets to now. They're starting to sell. One of my favorites, Mason Street Warehouse in Saugatuck. They're doing Mamma Mia, which is the jukebox musical about ABBA.
Yeah.
They're doing the musical Once, which is about a busker trying to make it big with his music. He falls in love. It's a wonderful score, terrific song that gets done a lot called Falling Slowly.
Mm-hmm.
People will probably know. And a show I've never seen, but it sounds like a lot of fun, called Dixies Never Wear a Tube Top While Riding a Mechanical Bull.
Well, that's quite a memorable title. I think that lets you know we are not in for dark Shakespeare.
Exactly. It's a show. It's a sequel to a show called Dixie's Tupperware Party. It sounds like silly fun to me.
All right.
And then at the Barn Theater in Augusta, another favorite summer spot for me, and they win a lot of our Wild Awards, too. They're doing Noises Off, Hairspray, Bonnie and Clyde, Beauty and the Beast, Bullets Over Broadway, and Disaster, which is a fairly new show to spoof on the disaster movies.
Seth Rudetsky wrote that.
Exactly.
He and his husband wrote it. Yeah.
It's a fun, fun show. And then the Tibbetts Opera House in Coldwater, they're doing Jesus Christ Superstar, Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, a show called Resident Alien, and the show opens with a show called Mixed Emotions, which is a romantic comedy about two widowed friends in their 60s. This theater often does at least one show a year that's a little bit of an older cast, kind of a more nostalgic feel, and that would be their opener.
Well, very, very lively theater scene happening all over West Michigan. You can get the details of all of these productions plus much more by going to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, as always, many thanks.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.